He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our program, The Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this series, we are talking about the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh through various angles and lenses. We are trying to look at his life from various perspectives and take lessons from his blessed life. We are looking at, in some episodes, his childhood, or his passion for Islamic knowledge, or his blessed parents, or the way he spent time with pious individuals, and much, much more as well. We are talking about his life through various angles for this reason, so that we can take lessons from his blessed life. Remember, death is a certainty which every individual will face. But once an individual passes away, generally they are forgotten immediately. Whether that be a day later, 2 days later, some people might be remembered for a month, 2 months, but then they are forgotten. Some people might be remembered for a year or 2 years, then they are forgotten. Some people might be remembered for a generation or 2 generations. Then after that, they are forgotten. After that, people don't even remember who that individual was. They don't remember what that individual used to do, how he or she used to behave, or what that individual was. They don't remember. But, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are some individuals, there are some people, they leave such a mark in this world, they leave such a legacy behind, that not only generations later, centuries upon centuries later, people still remember them. Not only do they remember them, they look at them as a source of inspiration, as a shining light and example who they want to follow, who they want to be like. They study their lives in so much detail that they want to follow, they want to see what made them so successful. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he is one of those personalities who centuries later, people still talk about him. People still think about him. People still want to be like him. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, is mentioned Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. He was born in either 61 Hijri or 63 Hijri. So many years ago, but still today, Muslims remember him. Muslims look up to him. Muslims want to be like him because of the success that he had. Because of his success. Because of the legacy that he left behind. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I want you to listen to this one quote, and it will show you the importance and the honor of talking about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and about learning about him. It's mentioned Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, the great leader of the Hanbali school of thought. He says, when you see that a person has devotion to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he arranges the mention of his attributes and spreads them, it will only result in goodness for him. So mentioning the attributes of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh will result in only goodness for an individual. Now with the intention of acting upon this, with the intention of gaining goodness, we will talk about the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh throughout this series. We will try to take lessons from his attributes and the way he used to behave, what he used to do. And in today's episode, we are going to talk about the passion for studies of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. How much passion he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had for studying Islamic knowledge. I want to start with an incident which shows us the high rank of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and it shows us his mindset as well, that he wants to study Islamic knowledge. He knows for a person to be successful, for an individual to have success, they need Islamic knowledge. It's mentioned that one day, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second caliph of Islam, he had a dream. And when he woke up, he said, A person from amongst my children who will have a mark of a wound on his face. He will fill the earth with justice. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he would say, if only I could know the one who will have the mark on his face. Subhanallah. So that we can know who will be that individual who will spread justice throughout the world. He says, time kept passing. Days would go by, months would go by, even years went by, but we did not see the interpretation of the dream. We did not see that individual. We could not recognize that individual who would have that mark on his face. But then finally, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was born. He didn't have that mark on his face from childhood or from birth. There was an incident which took place for this mark to become apparent. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he spent some time in Egypt with his respected father. And one day he was riding a donkey and he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he fell off and he received a wound on his face. As Asbaq bin Abdul Aziz, the younger stepbrother of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he saw this, he started expressing happiness, started expressing joy. And as you would, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he looked, that why is he expressing happiness? I've fallen off the donkey, I've got a cut on my forehead. I've got a wound on my forehead now. Why is he so happy? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Then this individual, Asbagh, he humbly explained, the reason I am happy is that I'm not delighted that he has got hurt. Rather, I observed all the signs of Ashadju Bani Umayyah. I observed all the signs of that person in him. Subhanallah, except for one sign, the wound on the forehead. I didn't see that sign. But now I saw that sign, I know that dream of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was about this individual. Was about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he listened to this. And then he listened to it very carefully. And then he said, that individual who is supposed to fulfill those great expectations, he shouldn't be here. He should be in Madinatul Munawwara. He should be in the hub, in the center of Islamic knowledge, in the center where all the scholars are. And he should sit with them and learn Islamic knowledge. So at this point, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was sent back to Madinatul Munawwara to seek Islamic knowledge. There in Madinatul Munawwara, Sayyidina Salih bin Kaysan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the renowned Islamic scholar, subhanallah, he was appointed to be the leading instructor, the leading teacher of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah. And according to some sources, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he requested his blessed father that please send me to Madinatul Munawwara so I can pursue Islamic sciences, so I can pursue Islamic studies. It is stated in Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya. When Sayyidina Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wanted to take Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi from Egypt to Syria with him, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he made a request. And my dear viewers of Madini Channel, I want us to listen to this request and take a lesson from it. It's a lesson for every single one of us. He says, oh dear father, shall I not give you a suggestion that will be beneficial for both of us? Thereafter he humbly said, send me to the sacred city of Madinatul Munawwara, the hub of knowledge, so that I can gain knowledge from the blessed Islamic jurists and leading Islamic scholars who are there. Look at the response of the Blessed Father. He appreciated this valuable suggestion. He sent Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi with a servant to Madinatul Munawwara. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, look, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, his passion for Islamic knowledge, he could have gone with his father, but he wanted to go where? To study Islamic knowledge. And look what the Islamic knowledge led him to become. He became one of the great leaders of the Muslims because of Islamic knowledge. It's a point for me and you to reflect, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. How much passion do we have for Islamic knowledge? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we claim to love Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We claim to love our pious predecessors, but how much do we follow them in this passion? the passion of seeking Islamic knowledge. He could have gone with his father, he could have gone anywhere. But where did he want to go? What did he want to do? He wanted to study Islamic knowledge. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, true success in this world and in the hereafter can only come with Islamic knowledge. Without knowledge, there is no success. You might be able to fluke a few years here or there, but long-term success will only come with knowledge in this world and in the hereafter. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to reflect. We do seek knowledge. We do have a passion for knowledge. You see, the general people, the majority of people, we do have that passion. We do look to seek knowledge. But what knowledge do we seek? What knowledge do parents force their children to go for? What do they encourage towards? Worldly knowledge or Islamic knowledge? Ponder, think, reflect. What do we put our emphasis on? Islamic knowledge or worldly knowledge? We've seen where the priorities of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and his father were. They were in studying Islamic knowledge. Where are our priorities? We spend so much time studying secular sciences, trying to achieve something in this world, becoming something in this world, having a good job, having something, having a good business. But how much time have we actually devoted to studying Islamic knowledge, to achieving something in this field? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, maybe it's time that we change our priorities. Maybe it's time we start following the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Maybe it's time we start following the way of our pious predecessors. Maybe it's time we start prioritizing Islamic knowledge over worldly knowledge. Maybe it's time we start prioritizing the hereafter over this world. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, at no point am I saying worldly knowledge can't be gained. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should have a balance. How much do we strive to attain Islamic knowledge? How much time do we spend? Now compare that to what we spend for worldly knowledge. Is the balance you are thinking of in your head, of what we do, of what you do, of what I do, is that right? Should it be like that? Or do we need to increase the time we spend seeking Islamic knowledge? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I think it's obvious to every single one of us, we need to emphasize, we need to start prioritizing seeking Islamic knowledge. Because remember, true success will only come from seeking Islamic knowledge. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have been encouraged many, many times in the blessed hadith to seek Islamic knowledge. And I just want to mention a few of these blessed narrations just to encourage us to start seeking Islamic knowledge, to increase in the time we spend seeking Islamic knowledge, to build this passion within us to seek Islamic knowledge. It's mentioned Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's narrated from the last and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who travels on a path to seek knowledge, i.e. Islamic knowledge, Allah Almighty will make the path to paradise easy for him. Now my dear viewers of Madani Channel, every single one of us no doubt wants to go to paradise. We want the path to paradise to become easy. Now we've been given the formula. How to make that path to paradise easy? How to make it easy? How to achieve paradise? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, paradise becomes easy through seeking Islamic knowledge. The path to paradise is in seeking Islamic knowledge. So the more we seek Islamic knowledge, the easier that path to paradise will become. Why? Because the more you study Islamic knowledge, the more you will understand the rulings of Sharia. The more you will understand those things which you need to do and how you need to do them. So when you do them, you will be able to do them properly. And because you know what you need to do, you will not miss them. And you will learn, you will understand those things which you are not allowed to do. And because now you understand what you're not allowed to do, it is easier for you to stay away from them. This way, by seeking Islamic knowledge, the path to paradise will become easier for me and you. May Allah Almighty allow us to truly understand the value of Islamic knowledge and allow us to seek Islamic knowledge. In another narration is mentioned, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who leaves his home in search of knowledge, the angels spread out their wings for his contentment. SubhanAllah. Just listen to that narration again, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. The one who leaves his home in search of knowledge, the angels spread out their wings for his contentment. The angels spread out their wings for that individual who goes out to seek Islamic knowledge, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. What other honor do we want? What can be greater than this? Number one, the path to paradise is becoming easy. Then the angels are spreading out their wings for that individual who is seeking Islamic knowledge. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've seen how Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the passion he had for seeking Islamic knowledge, that he wanted to go and study with the best teachers. He understood the importance of seeking Islamic knowledge. He understood that if he wants to be successful in this world or the hereafter, that success is only going to come through seeking knowledge. That knowledge, which is light, will give him success in this world and in the hereafter. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, following in the footsteps of this great individual, of this individual whose legacy we want to follow, or we want to become like, let's make this firm intention. We too will seek Islamic knowledge. We will increase in the time we spend in seeking Islamic knowledge. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, your Dawat-e Islami, it gives you many, many, many opportunities to seek Islamic knowledge. We have Madani Qafilas which travel on a regular basis, which are there purely for the teaching and learning of Islamic knowledge. We have Madrasatul Madinas all over the world for the teaching of Islam and studying of Islamic knowledge. We have Jamiatul Madina, the Darul Ulooms of Dawat-e Islami, where the Alim course, where the Scholars course is taught, where the Darsi Nizami course is taught, where scholars are produced. My dear viewers of Madani Channel. And there are many, many other ways of seeking Islamic knowledge which have been made easy by your Dawat-e Islami. Remember, in the past, individuals to learn one thing, sometimes they had to travel for hours on end. They had to travel to different countries to seek Islamic knowledge. Now your Dawat-e Islami has provided that service that you don't have to travel for hours. You don't even have to travel for 10 minutes. You can seek Islamic knowledge in your house through the department, Faizan Online Academy. Your Dawat-e Islami is giving you this chance and is providing this service for you, that if you say you don't have time, even within the comfort of your own home, you can seek Islamic knowledge. We already had Madani Channel which you could use to seek Islamic knowledge. But now, through this platform of Faizan Online Academy, you can study many, many, many courses and seek Islamic knowledge. To the point, you can memorize the glorious Quran sat in your own home. You can become an Islamic scholar, study the Darsi Nizami system, study the scholar's course sat within the comfort of your own home. This is your Dawat-e Islami. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's no more excuses for not studying Islamic knowledge. Before, when the excuse was there that we had to travel for hours and hours to seek Islamic knowledge, that excuse is not there. The excuse when we couldn't fit the timings of classes, where certain courses would be held, where we would say we are in college or university, we are in school, we are in work, and we had that excuse. Even that excuse is not there now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Why? Because this platform, which your Dawat-e Islami is providing through Faizan Online Academy, you can pick whatever time in the day suits you. Whether that's in the middle of the night or the morning or during the day, whenever you want, you can pick your own time and study Islamic knowledge. You can study whichever course you want, whenever you want, and in reality, wherever you want. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, yes, seek worldly knowledge. Gain worldly knowledge. Become doctors, become solicitors, become accountants. Do all of that. Grow businesses. But at the same time, study Islamic knowledge as well. Because the true success will come through Islamic knowledge. Will come through the light of Islamic knowledge. And if you study this, you will see success in your worldly affairs as well. If you start studying Islamic knowledge, you will see success. You will see betterment in your worldly studies as well, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. You will see betterment and more success in your affairs of the world. You will see more success in your job. You will see more success in your businesses as well. Why? Because studying Islamic knowledge, it brings success. It brings blessings. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's make this firm intention. We will study Islamic knowledge. We will try to study as much as we can. And inshallah, azza wa jal, let's make this intention that we will try to study the scholar's course. We will try to become scholars of the religion so that we can pass on this religion to others as well. May Allah Almighty allow us to follow in the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. May Allah Almighty allow us to follow in his legacy and become true followers of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Almighty give us success in this world and in the hereafter as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.